Hörverstehenstexte. Zusatzaufgaben.
Teil 1.
The Irish War of Independence. Dear members of this great parliament, dear viewers and listeners at home or elsewhere, dear fellow Irishmen and Irish women, in my capacity as the Prime Minister of the Republic of Ireland, I feel deeply honored today to have the opportunity of commemorating, together with all of you, an event which influenced modern Irish history so fundamentally that it can undoubtedly be called a turning point or milestone. What I am talking about is the Irish War of Independence, which took place almost exactly 100 years ago, namely from 1919 to 1921. Unfortunately, like most, or perhaps all wars, the Irish War of Independence was characterized by horrible human suffering and extensive loss of human life on both sides. In this respect, the Irish War of Independence is something that should not be celebrated or glorified, of course. However, to fully understand the background of and the reasons for this war, one needs to put it in its historical context. The conflict between the British and the Irish dates all the way back to the Middle Ages, when Britain first invaded and occupied the island of Ireland. For many centuries after this invasion, large parts of the native Irish population suffered some kind of political and economic oppression by the British rulers. In fact, there had been numerous forms of resistance to British rule in Ireland even before the Irish War of Independence. One well-known example of this resistance was the Easter Rising in 1916. The Irish War of Independence, however, is often described as the most comprehensive and most effective act of resistance against British rule throughout the long-standing conflict between Britain and Ireland. I will not enlarge on particular details of this war, like, for example, how many people were killed, when and where, or who took revenge on whom as a result. Instead, my focus is on the social and political consequences of this war. When most military operations had ended and the Anglo-Irish Treaty had been signed in 1921, one of the most important results was the creation of the so-called Irish Free State, the tremendous historic significance of which is mirrored in the fact that this Irish Free State was the first truly independent Irish state in recorded history and included a territory covering more than three quarters of the island of Ireland. The other significant result of the Anglo-Irish Treaty was the establishment of what we call Northern Ireland, a territory which included, and still includes, about one quarter of the island of Ireland, and which remained and has remained up until the present day part of the United Kingdom. In retrospect, one could argue that the Irish War of Independence solved one historical problem between Ireland and Britain, while at the same time creating a new one. Let me explain what I mean by this. On the one hand, the war did away with the long-standing injustice of British rule over the entire island of Ireland by paving the way for the founding of the independent Republic of Ireland that we proudly live in today. On the other hand, by dividing Ireland into two separate parts, namely the independent Republic in the south and the British-ruled Northern Ireland in the north, the war triggered new waves of both political instability and physical violence, which lasted up until the late 1990s. In my opinion, it is therefore fair to say that the Irish War of Independence, like so many other important events in history, may have improved life for some, or perhaps even many people. At the same time, however, the war also brought about changes that other people may consider bad, harmful, or even worth fighting against. In this respect, major historical events are very similar to crucial things that happen in our individual lives. Most of those things have consequences which cannot simply be categorized as white or black. They usually come in many different shades of gray. Thank you for your attention.